This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes back here at Staunton High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studio. She will be producing the triple header of high school hoops here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. Southwestern and the road green uniforms trimmed out in the gold. The Piasol Birds in lettering across the front. Staunton and the home whites trimmed in the red and the black. Bulldogs in red lettering across the front. Booth and Moore to jump 6-5 against 6-5 and a false start. Booth was a little antsy. Ball's up. Here we go. Ethan wins the tap, but it is controlled by Southwestern, and the Birds will get it to start. 3-2 zone for Staunton. Ray, Kinder, McCullough at the top. Goss and Booth down in the blocks. Up top with Salzman on the left wing, leaves it for Watson. Top of the key, Salzman triggers the three. Off the heel, no good. Offensive rebound, Watson. The putback is good. Nobody blocked out, Jonathan Watson. And Southwestern has the game's first bucket on the opening possession. Just underway, 7.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Man-to-man defense for the Birds. Here's McCullough going back to a rate, deflected away and stolen nicely by Gavin Day. He did a good job of playing the ball and his man at the same time. Here's Watson across the timeline. That pass is tipped by McCullough out of bounds into the Staunton bench. It'll stay with the Piasol Birds. Seems to be some confusion amongst the officials right now. That ball was clearly tipped. And it'll be Southwestern ball. Rao gets it into Watson into the backcourt to retrieve. Southwestern beat Gillespie in overtime on Tuesday. There's a bad pass out of the corner stolen easily by Devin Ray. Ray brings it across the timeline. Puts up his right fist to run a play. Into the hands of Kinder on the left wing. Brent Kinder brings it to the head of the key. Off to McCullough. Down to the block to Goss. Frank spins middle, floats it up, and draws the foul. First foul of the half goes to Brady Salzman. It'll send Frank Goss to the free throw line, the 6'3 junior. Just underway, opening quarter. 2-0 Southwestern with the lead. The free throw for Goss is good. 6:45 for quarter number one. Goss will look to tie the ball game up here with a second toss. And it's off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Salzman for the Piasol Birds. Here comes Southwestern with Watson into the hands of Addis Moore. Addis on the right wing will bring it back between the circles. Leaves it off for Watson now out near midcourt. He's right between the midcourt stripe and the volleyball spike line. Bad pass. Lazy across the floor. Stolen by McCullough. And he's going to be blocked from behind but fouled. Watson did a good job to hustle back and cut off McCullough. Then Gavin Day came in from the backside. They'll get Gavin with the foul, his first, team's second. Back to the free throw line go the Bulldogs. This time it'll be Kyle McCullough. Goss just made one out of two tosses. Kyle's free throw is good. That ties the game at two, 6:24 for the opening quarter. Championship semifinal night here at the Macoupin County Tournament. The 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. That free throw off the heel, almost went down, but it kicks off. 2-2 our score. Dogs showing a little three-quarters court pressure here. Moore just to slow Southwestern up. Moore takes his time, a pass in the front court to Rowell, and he was blocked over there on the far sideline. That'll be the first foul on Southwestern. Check that first foul on Staunton, and they will get Goss with the personal. Sideline trigger, and it goes to Gavin Day. Gavin Day working right side of the key with the left-hand bounce. Southwestern trying to get inside this 3-2 zone. They got Salzman on the high post, but right now Day just on the dribble out front. Keeps the bounce alive inside of 6 minutes for the opening quarter. We saw Mount Olive do this the other night against Staunton. They opened the game by just holding the ball out at midcourt. Did that for about a minute. Eventually Staunton had to go man to get him out of it. Staunton is just not deep. This zone helps them stay out of foul trouble. And they've got length and athleticism on the zone, which is helpful. 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Southwestern showing the patience. Rao off the Day. Foul line. Salzman blocked, and they're going to say McCullough got him on the arm. That'll be the first on Kyle McCullough, second on the team, and it will send Brady Salzman, the 6'1 junior, to the free throw line. Our second semifinal will come up next. North Mac in Carthensville from Carthensville. Free throw is good for Salzman. I asked Troy Redfern how Carthensville came to host that game, and he said basically they just offered to host the game. And, of course, we know one thing. They know how to run a tournament. They got the great facilities. So Carthensville steps up hosting the game. T.J. Wilson, he don't care where he plays. He'll play in Timbuktu. Don't matter to him. He just wants to play the ball game, wants to get it in tonight and have that off day to potentially get set for the championship on Saturday. Booth down to McCullough off the window. No good contest in there. I think that was Rowell on the late contest. Into the hands of Addis Moore. Bounce pass in the corner to Day. Gavin spins baseline, gets around Booth, and we're going to get a foul on Ethan Booth. Third team foul, and they'll get the personal on Booth. 5:08 for quarter number one. The Piasaw Birds station a player at each corner of the lane. It'll be Brady Salzman to throw it in. Salzman looking. Wanted more on the right side. Wasn't there. Now Addis into the right corner. Corrals it. One dribble. Pulls up. Think that was partially blocked by Booth. Addis gets it back off the window. It's good. Booth came over, challenged, but then he was out of the play after that. And Moore had the easy rebound and stick back. 6-2, Piasaw Birds lead. Frank Goss in the right corner, top of the key with McCullough. Lazy entry past the Booth, but Ethan comes and meets the basketball and saves possession. Left wing now with Devin Ray. On the baseline in the left corner to Kinder. Top of the key to Goss, open for three. Left it short, and the rebound down to Southwestern and Keegan Rowell. Slow start here for Staunton as we near the halfway point of the opening quarter. Addis Moore leaves it back for Jonathan Watson. On the left wing with Moore. Addis, couple of dribbles inside the arc. Back out to Watson it goes. In the left corner with Rowell. Keegan Rowell. Bounce pass to Watson. Went right through his hands through the lane and found its way to Gavin Day. He leaves it for Salzman, 16-footer too strong. And Kinder, a good strong rebound on the baseline. Then he was fouled. Third team foul on Southwestern. And they will get Addis Moore with his first personal. 6-2, Southwestern leads. Staunton has the ball. The Bulldogs trying to play for the county championship on their home floor Saturday night. And you got to take care of Southwestern first. 4 minutes, first quarter. 6-2, Birds lead. Dogs have the ball. In the right corner with McCullough, and Ty Locks wants a timeout. 3 minutes, 54 seconds for the opening quarter. Southwestern leading Staunton 6-2. You're listening to the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Following the timeout, Bulldogs have the basketball in the front court with Devin Ray. In the corner goes with McCullough. Back up top to Ray. High post looking for Booth. Tipped, stolen. Second, Staunton turnover. Here comes Addis Moore, attacking. Down the right side, goes right at Booth, missed it. Tapped around, pulled down by Ethan Booth, right under the hoop. Here's Kinder, quickly in the front court, leaves it for McCullough. Left side of the key with Goss. Off to Ray, left corner pocket, three. Can't get it to go, hits high off the rim. And the rebound down to Southwestern and Gavin Day. 3-10, first quarter. Day on the right wing for the Birds. Bounce pass kicked out of there by Kinder. Southwestern will throw in right in front of the Staunton bench in the front court. Addis Moore. Bounce pass into Gavin Day. Gavin, a 5'10 sophomore, spins at the top of the key. Pump fake, and on that pump fake, he shuffled his feet. Third Southwestern turnover. That's an unforced one right there. 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Staunton does not have a field goal. Both of their points from the free throw line. Ray out front, puts it behind his back. Now leaves it off for Kyle McCullough. Into the hands of Booth, right back to McCullough. Ray has it now on the left wing, leaves it off for Kinder. 2:40 for the opening quarter. Southwestern sitting in a 2-3 zone. Day gets his hand on that basketball and forces the turnover. The third of the night for Staunton. 2.5 minutes, opening quarter. Championship semifinal here at Staunton, the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. And the Piasaw Birds leading host Staunton 6-2. Well, the Carthensville North Mac semifinal coming up next here on FM 106. That game was moved to Carthensville because of the weather. Watson has his pass tipped. He has to go all the way into the backcourt to retrieve it. Back across the timeline. gets to the foul line, cut off, and he's called for steps. Did not get the air brakes activated fast enough. Fourth turnover on Southwestern. The Crownville North MAC game going on right now. We'll bring you the broadcast next here on FM 106. It was scheduled to be at 8 o'clock here in Staunton, but with that late of a tip and the weather that's coming in, nobody wanted North MAC or Crownville on the roadways later tonight. Down to Kinder, muscles it up, A&N didn't use the window, hit the side of the rim, and with the English, it crawled over and goes down. The first field goal for Staunton makes it 6-4, Piasaw Birds, 100 seconds first quarter. Our third broadcast tonight comes to you from the McGraw Invitational in Litchfield, fifth place bracket semifinal, Hillsborough and Civic Memorial. That broadcast about 9:30 this evening here on FM 106. That pass tipped out. Birds have the ball. Baseline out of bounds. Salzman looking. Gets it into Moore. They lost track of Addis Moore. Left hand too strong. Front of the rim. Missed it. Gets it back. Missed it again. Point blank twice. Addis comes up with nothing. Booth tracks it down in the left corner. And we've got a whistle as bodies go tumbling out of bounds. Somebody was on the inline. That was Booth. He was out of bounds when he touched the ball. So it'll still be Southwestern basketball. Boy, Addis Moore, two looks right at the front of the rim, and he missed them both. That does not happen very often. Here's Gavin Day. Picked up the dribble. Backdoor feed. It's tipped and stolen. Fifth Southwestern turnover. Here comes Kyle McCullough. Gets into the paint. Attacks the rim. Missed the shot. Gets his rebound back, and he's tied up. Staunton will have it on the arrow. 71 seconds for the first quarter. Bulldog ball. Front court baseline. Staunton will station a man at each corner of the lane. They lob to Booth, heart of the lane, rises up, left it short, rebound tapped around, pulled down by Salzman and Southwestern. As we close in on the final minute of the opening quarter, Birds leading 6-4 with the basketball. Staunton in that 3-2 zone. Here's Gavin Day. That pass is tipped and stolen by McCullough, and he lost the handle on the layup on the way up, got his rebound back, and he was fouled. As he elevated, the ball just flat slipped out of his hands. Staunton caught a break when he was able to get it back. The foul is on Watson, his first. It'll send McCullough back to the free throw line with 50 seconds for the opening quarter. Free throw for McCullough is short. He's 1-3 at the foul line now. Substitution for Southwestern. Charlie Darr checking in, 5'9 sophomore, replacing Gavin Day. I tell you what, there's some talent. These sophomore and freshman classes. Of course, Addis Moore will be back next year for his senior season. And there is some talent coming up from the junior high ranks for the Piasaw Birds. That free throw good for McCullough. There must have been a violation on the first free throw, because he missed that. But now he's going to get a third toss. So a violation on the first. That one never happened. Second toss. Left that one short. Booth offensive rebound. Put back. No, but he was fouled. No one put a body on Ethan Booth. That has Jason Darr looking to his bench. He's going to bring somebody in right now. He was not happy about that one bit. It'll be Kale Schuckman, 5'9 sophomore, to check in after the Ethan Booth free throw. The foul went on Salzman, his second. Free throw for Booth, good. Just like that, the game is tied at 6. Watson out, Schuckman in. Booth's second free throw is good, and Staunton has their first lead of the night. 7-6, full court pressure now. Schuckman in the backcourt. Bounce pass, sideline, Salzman. He's in trouble, and Jason Darr going to have to use a timeout. 41.3 seconds for the opening quarter. Staunton now leading Southwestern 7-6. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. Following the timeout, Southwestern has the ball in the backcourt, and they don't get it across in time. 10-second count. Seventh turnover of the quarter on Southwestern. Bulldogs on a mini little 5-0 run here, and they can hold for the final shot. 25 seconds, first quarter. 7-6, Dogs lead. McCullough, right wing with Booth. Back to McCullough now. Southwestern still in the zone piece. Lob play to Goss, but the pass was underthrown and picked off underneath by Salzman. Here comes Rowell into the front court with 10 seconds. Off to Addis Moore with 8 out at the volleyball spike line. Addis checks the clock. It's the Addis show right now between his legs with three, with two. Cut off. Are they going to get it off in time? I don't think they will. Wave it off. Shuckman shot after the horn. After one quarter, it is Staunton 7, Southwestern 6. You're listening to the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament semifinals on WSMI. One quarter in the books here of our championship semifinal, and Staunton leading Southwestern 7-6. Birds led most of that first quarter. Staunton closed the quarter on a 5-0 run. Southwestern gets the basketball to start the second quarter. Shuckman, Moore, Salzman, Rowell, and Dar on the floor for Southwestern. No changes for Staunton. Kinder, Ray, McCullough, Goss, and Booth. 7.5 minutes for the first half. See if Staunton has settled in a little bit now. Shuckman out at the volleyball spike line. Trying to figure out this 3-2 zone. The Bulldogs are really stymie defensively. Their goal is to hold you under 30. They're on pace for that tonight. Kinder comes out and picks up the pressure a little bit on Moore, who picks up his dribble off to Salzman. That pass is deflected by Ray out of bounds. It'll be Pius Allbird basketball. Southwestern substitutions here. Shuckman out, Dar out, as on the floor is Kyler Seifried and Jonathan Watson. Returns. Seifried has been battling an illness here for the last week or so we'll see how long he's able to go here tonight. Kyler, a 6'2 senior. Watson has the basketball in his hands right now, bouncing at the top of the key. Trying to probe inside that 3-2, nowhere to go. Here's Seifried, volleyball spike line extended. He crosses over, high post to Salzman, bounce pass to Watson. Jonathan cues up the three, off the mark, no good. Booth with the rebound, ripped away by Seifried. Pump fake, counted, and the foul. Kyler Seifried, welcome back. 8-7 Southwestern. 6:38 for the first half. They will get the foul, which is the fourth on Staunton. They will whistle it on Ray, his first. Free throw for Seifried, off the heel, too strong. Kinder up high for the rebound. He can really get off the floor. 6.5 minutes, first half. Here come the Bulldogs, trailing by a .87. McCullough on the right wing. Bounce pass to Kinder at the foul line. Brent attacks. Dribble drive. Kicks to Goss for three. Too strong. Rebound to Moore. He wants to push. 2-on-2 fast break. Addis is going to be fouled by Kyle McCullough. And that's the second on McCullough. Fifth on Staunton. Bulldogs were 5 of 8 from the foul line in that opening quarter. Southwestern went 2 out of 2. Baseline out of bounds for Southwestern and Salzman. And it goes to Rao. Thought about the three. He'll take it now and canned it. Keegan Rao thought about it, changed his mind, and then triggered it and nailed it. 11-7 Southwestern. So they've answered the 5-0 Southwestern or Staunton run with a 5-0 run of their own. Down to Booth, off his fingertips, out of bounds. Fifth Staunton turnover. The lob pass was just thrown too far for Ethan. Jacob Futrell checks in, 6'6 junior, replacing Frank Goss. Clock running inside of 6 minutes for the first half. Southwestern leading Staunton 11-7. Watson across the timeline. Jonathan Watson, right side of the key, now pulls it back towards midcourt. Staunton really keeping Southwestern out of the painted area. Kinder comes up, picks up the pressure a little bit. Watson leaves it off for Salzman. Brady Salzman, bounce pass off to Watson. Jonathan Watson puts it on the deck, leaves it for Moore on the baseline. He's quickly doubled. Watson, corner three, got it. Jonathan Watson has 5 points off the corner triple, and it's 14-7 Southwestern, doubling up the Bulldogs here in the semifinals at the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. Devin Ray, off it goes to Futrell. He will leave it for Brent Kinder. Kinder on the bounce out beyond the three-point line. Leaves it now for Ethan Booth in the corner to McCullough. Kyle, dribble drive, floats it up, off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Moore. Addis Moore coming into the front court with the left hand. He's going to rise for three. Missed it too strong, and the rebound down to Devin Ray. See if the Dogs want to push a little bit. Devin comes into the front court, working on Seifried. Crosses over, bounce pass down in the corner to Kinder. Good job by Kinder to make that catch. That ball never really got up above his shins, and he was able to corral it. 4.5 minutes, first half. Here's Booth in the right corner. Top of the key it goes to Kinder. Brent Kinder. High post feed to Futrell. Back to Kinder it goes. Staunton has not scored in the first part of this second quarter. And Ty Locks wants a timeout. 4:20 to play first half. It is Southwestern 14, Staunton 7. You're listening to the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Following the Staunton timeout, Bulldogs had the ball trailing by 7. Southwestern stayed in a 2-3 zone. Watson and Rowell up front. You got Seifried Moore and also Jacob Fisher on the baseline. Fisher just checked in. He's a 5'8 freshman. Ray on the left wing. A lot of sophomores and freshmen getting big-time minutes for the Piasaw Birds here this season. Ray triggers a deep three off the back rim too strong, goes out of bounds right into the Staunton student section, and it'll be Southwestern ball. Watson will throw it in the backcourt. He's in the Lions then, right in the Staunton student section. They behave themselves, though. 3:45 for the first half. Good showing by the Piasaw Birds here in the first quarter and a half. They lead by 7 with the ball. Seifried, nice little ball fake. Gets to the foul line with a pump fake. Dumps down to Salzman. Rowell, corner 3. Rimmed it out, no good. Rebound down to Kinder. That was a great offensive possession for Southwestern. It just didn't end with points. Goss, top of the key. Thought about the 3. Instead to McCullough. Skip pass to Ray, right wing. Down on the block to Kinder. He's pushed out a little further towards the three-point line. He leaves it off for Ray. Left wing now with Goss. Back to Ray. 3:05 first half. A 14-7 Southwestern lead. Goss runs the baseline. Fires a 3 too strong. Rebound down to Southwestern. Tipped by Moore. Pulled down by Rowell. Now into the hands of Jonathan Watson. He will walk it into the front court. 2:50 first half. The winner plays for the championship Saturday night, 6:30. Here at Staunton, we'll have the broadcast live on FM 106. Seifried's pass tipped, stolen. Here come the Dogs. McCullough leaves it for Goss. Passed on the top of the key 3. Instead, back it goes to Devin Ray. On the left wing with McCullough. Down to Booth. Ethan muscles it up and draws the foul. 2:32 for the first half. Staunton has still not scored in the second quarter. Bulldogs led 7-6 after 1. They now trail 14-7. They have just one field goal in the half. That was courtesy of Brent Kinder. Booth's free throw is good. Ethan 3 of 3 from the foul line. And Staunton finally on the board here in the second quarter. Second toss, good. That makes it 14-9. Southwestern leading, facing full court pressure here. Kinder on the point of the pressure. Middle of the floor to Seifried. Gives it off to Salzman as Southwestern brings it across the timeline. Good job of breaking the press there. Now Moore attacks, stripped, stolen. Ninth, Southwestern turnover. Here comes Devin Ray down the right side. Leaves it back for Goss. Left wing to McCullough. Kyle McCullough back to Frank. Goss wants to put it on the deck. Attacks, contact, offensive on Frank Goss. Addis Moore stood in and took the charge. Sixth turnover on Staunton. It'll be their sixth team foul in the second personal on Frank Goss. Good job by Addis Moore. Frank Goss is a big man, and Addis stood in there and took the punishment. 2 minutes, first half, 14-9, Southwestern leading with the basketball. Jonathan Watson works left side. Into the corner he goes. He's trapped there, gets it off to Keegan Rowell, and he traveled. He saw an opening, and he just got a little bit too excited right there as he did not get the basketball on the deck fast enough. Jacob Fisher racing to the table. He's going to check in, replacing Salzman. So right now you've got Frost, a freshman, Rowell, a freshman, and then Moore is a junior. To go with the seniors, Seifried and Watson. Here's Goss on the right wing. Dumps it down to Kinder. Great position. Missed it, though, and the rebound is pulled down by Watson. He's into the front court quickly. Jonathan Watson, hesitation bounce into the right corner. Double team there off to Seifried. His pass is tipped, stolen by Ray. What a play. Devin Ray, and he's hammered on the layup. 2 free throws for Devin. That was fantastic anticipation from Devin Ray. He was able to get into that passing lane, tipped it into the backcourt, and then won the race to the basketball. The foul will go on Seifried, his first, team's 7th. Free throw for Ray, no good, too strong. Futrell checks back in for the Bulldogs. Frank Goss will take a seat. 86 seconds for the first half of play. Second free throw for Devin. Rattled the round and went down eventually. You can't touch more of the iron than that. 14-10, Southwestern leads with the ball. 80 seconds first half. Carlinville North Mac broadcast coming up next here on FM 106. And then Hillsborough and Civic Memorial from the McGraw Invitational. That broadcast about 9:30 tonight. Southwestern turns it over. Seifried's bounce pass was not handled cleanly by Salzman. It bounced off his leg out of bounds. Salzman checks out and back on the floor. Let's see. We've got Seifried out there, Rowell, Watson, Moore, and Frost. Final minute, first half. A low-scoring first half. It's 14-10. Here's Ray. He wants a three-ball right wing. That is short. Offensive rebound, though, to Ethan Booth. Goss thought about the three. He passes. Gives it off to Ray. Into the hands of McCullough. Goss wasn't looking for it. Threw it right off Frank's face. Deflected back to Kyle McCullough. Now Goss will trigger the three. No, that was a painful possession for Frank Goss. That ball couldn't have hit him more flush in the face. He just flat wasn't looking for the pass. Oh, that don't feel good. 25 seconds for the first half. And it kind of sums up Staunton's night so far. A palming violation on Keegan Rowell. That'll be the 13th turnover on Southwestern. Nothing has gone right for the Bulldogs here in the first half, but yet they trail by just four. They are right in this ball game for everything that's gone against them here in the first half. Give Southwestern credit. They lead by four. 15 seconds for the half. Here's McCullough on the right wing between the circles to Ray. Left wing with Kinder. 10 seconds. Back to Ray, volleyball spike line, 8 seconds. Into the hands of McCullough. 5 seconds, still at the spike line. Here's Ray, checks the clock with three. Devin Ray, step back, deep three, blocked by Seifried, and that's the half. Great defense by Kyler Seifried. That's a situation he knew time and score. Ray checked the clock, Seifried checked the clock, and he knew with 3 seconds, he's got to step back and fade away. He's not going to the rim, and so he was aggressive on the closeout and got the block. At the half in this semifinal at the Macoupin County Tournament, it is Southwestern on top of Staunton 14-10. This is the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. We are just about set for the start of the third quarter here in the semifinal from the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. And over the years, not every year, but a lot of years, the best games on the boys' side of the tournament have been on the championship semifinal night, not necessarily the championship game themselves. There have been some classic semifinal games played over the century plus here at the Macoupin County Tournament. Staunton will get the basketball to start the second half. They will have Devin Ray, Kyle McCullough, Frank Goss, Ethan Booth, and Brent Kinder on the floor. The Birds will counter. Kyler Seifried gets the start here in the second half. You have Jonathan Watson, Addis Moore, Brady Salzman, and Keegan Rowell. A 4-point Piasaw Bird lead. Can they hang on, pull the upset, and play for the county title on Saturday night? Ethan Booth on the left wing. You would expect a big-time response from Staunton here in this second half. Playing on their home floor, the first half did not go well. Here's Booth on the right wing. Goss, left wing three. That could tell the tale, and it goes down for Frank Goss. His first triple after he couldn't get one to go in the first half. It's 14-13. Southwestern with the lead. 3-2 zone for the Dogs as Seifried holds out near midcourt. Kyler Seifried puts it on the deck, works towards his right. Keeps the bounce alive, still at the volleyball spike line. Nowhere to go. Dribbles back between the circles. Now he'll leave it in the left corner for Jonathan Watson. Watson on the baseline to Moore. Bad pass stolen by Kinder, but he can't keep it in bounds as he was going out of bounds. It'll stay with the Birds. Sideline trigger for Watson. Jonathan gets it into Kyler Seifried. 1 minute gone by third quarter. 14-13, Birds lead with the basketball. Girls' championship is set. Southwestern and Carlinville, 5 o'clock Saturday night. Boys' championship will follow at 6:30. We'll have both of them live right here on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. We'll be at the Litchfield Invitational tomorrow night for the championship semifinals as Watson dribble drives, dumps it down to Salzman, pivots around, leaves it back for Seifert, rejected by Booth, pulled down by Goss, and then it's ripped away off of Southwestern. It'll be Bulldog ball. Tomorrow night, Nokomis Triad at 6, Payne at Taylorville at 7:30. Both games from the McGraw Invitational live tomorrow night here on FM 106. Here's Ray across the timeline, leads for McCollum. Off to Goss, down to Kinder underneath, had trouble with the catch, has to save it back to Goss. A bucket for the lead for the Bulldogs. Down to Booth, spins middle, floats it up, rattles out, no good. Rebound down to Watson. Staunton hasn't led since the end of the first quarter when it was 7-6. Here's Moore. Drives baseline. Addis slips it to Seifried, heart of the lane. He lost the handle out of bounds. And they're going to say deflected out by Staunton. It'll stay with the Birds. Salzman to throw in. Brady off to Addis Moore. He's going to fire the three. That is way short. Air ball, but it goes right to Seifried up and in for the easy deuce. Kyler Seifried with four, and once again, the air ball benefits the offense. As the defense, you just can't anticipate the air ball. You're blocking out based on how it's going to come off the rim. As soon as that ball left Moore's hand, you could tell it had way too much arc on it. Bad pass into Kinder by McCullough, turned over. Seventh Staunton turnover. 16-13 Southwestern. 5:15 for the third quarter. Coaches always have a feel for their team. Ty Locks was not happy with the focus of his club yesterday. In the corner with Moore. Addis. Skip pass down on the block to Watson. Goes up, draws the foul. Well, Coach Locks' quote in practice yesterday to his team was, "You've got a great opportunity here on your home floor." And they do. And right now, Southwestern is taking it to them. Watson's free throw is short. Long way to go in this ball game. Just a 3-point lead for Southwestern. Free throw for Watson is good. Gets one out of two. 6 points for Watson. 4-point lead for Southwestern. Boy, just you get the feeling if Staunton could get a couple buckets, string a couple stops, they could be off and running. They have not been able to put those two things together here as of yet. Right wing with Devin Ray. Going to run lob to Kinder off the window. He missed that. And the rebound down to Salzman. Nothing going right for Staunton here tonight. Point blank looks rimming out. Here's Watson on the right wing. Dangerous pass found its way home to Moore. Addis off to Salzman. Brady Salzman on the baseline to Seifried. Down to Addis. He's fouled hard. He'll have free throws. Good sportsmanship as Booth helps him to his feet. And they will get Ethan Booth with the foul. His second team foul of the half. 4:26 for the third quarter. Addis Moore, 2 points tonight, free throw good. The longer you let the underdog hang around, the more they think they can actually win the game. On the flip side, the more pressure goes on to the favorite. Second free throw short. Rebound down to Booth. A 5-point Southwestern lead, 18-13. Here's Goss off to McCullough. Kyle, skip pass to Kinder. On the left wing, they will sag off Britt. He'll take one dribble, pull up from 18. Off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Addis Moore. The Birds giving Kinder that 3-point shot. Halfway through the third quarter, a 5-point Bird lead, 18-13. Watson bouncing out near midcourt. Splits the double, leaves it off for Salzman. Into the hands of Seifried now between the circles. Kyler Seifried picks up the dribble. Now he needs some help. Watson will come and get the basketball. He's standing right in the center jump circle. The big bulldog paw with the red trim. Here it's Staunton. Top of the key to Salzman. Brady pivots around, leaves it back for Seifried. Into the hands of Watson. 3.5 minutes, third quarter. Ball poked out of play by Booth. And it will stay with Southwestern. The loser will play at 3 o'clock for third place. Nobody wants to play for third. 3:25 for the third quarter. High post feed to Watson. In the corner it goes to Rao. Pump fake, pulls up 4-3. Missed it too strong. Rebound down to Ray. And he's got to be fouled by Salzman. That was a silly one for Brady Salzman, especially since it's his third foul. Didn't need to do it. Ray was on his own baseline. No full court pressure from Southwestern. Salzman just trying to apply a little pressure, and he got too aggressive. His third foul, and he will have to sit. Gavin Day checks in for the Birds. Here's McCollum into the hands of Booth in the right corner to Devin Ray. Bounce pass down to Kinder. Brent double-teamed on the baseline, gets it off to Booth. 18-footer for Ethan, around and out, no good. That has been the theme of the night for Staunton. Around and out, no good. 2:50, third quarter. Here's Watson, Jonathan Watson. Across the floor to Moore, right back to Watson. 18-13, Southwestern leads, 2:40 for the third quarter. Seifried, back to Watson between the circles. Birds taking the air out of it now. They will take their time. Into the hands of Moore out at midcourt. Here's a three for Day. Check that, Rowell, short, and the rebound down to Kinder. Here comes Brent Kinder. One on three, stripped and fouled on the way up. No, offensive foul on Brent Kinder. I think that was Frost who stood in there and took the charge. It was, and Aaron Frost will check out. Salzman back in. The foul on Kinder, his first. Be the eighth turnover. Third team foul. 2:20, quarter number three. Southwestern led 14-10 at the half. Staunton hit a three right out of the gate in the third quarter to make it 14-13. Four straight for the Birds since that time. Watson for three. Got it! Jonathan Watson brings down the rain. He has nine. Biggest lead of the night for Southwestern, 21-13. Dogs in trouble now. 2 minutes, third quarter. Frank Goss on the right wing. Top of the key with Devin Ray. Leaves it for Booth on the right wing. Ethan Booth off to Ray. Devin, top of the key, three. Got it. Devin Ray buries a three, and boy, did Staunton need that. 100 seconds, third quarter. See if that can get him maybe a little spark, get him jump-started here. 90 seconds for the third. Watson, the trap comes. He keeps the dribble alive. Bounce past the Salzman high post. Into the hands of Seifried. Kyler Seifried hands it back off to Watson. 80 seconds for the third quarter. Ray and McCullough picking up the pressure out front now. Watson is trapped. Gets it off to Moore right at midcourt. Addis Moore poked away from behind by Ray. Picked up by Goss. Here come the Dogs. 70 seconds for the third quarter. McCullough down to the block to Booth. Draws a double. McCullough open. Long two. Yes. Kyle McCullough knocks down the two. Good basketball there. Inside out for the easy wide open 18-footer. 21-18 Southwestern. 53 seconds, third quarter. Watson on the back pedal in the backcourt. He's still not across the timeline. Oh, they lose sight of Rowell off the window, and he missed it. He was wide open. Everybody from Staunton was up above the foul line, lost Keegan Rowell, and he blew the bunny. A three-point lead. Goss, top of the key to Ray. 33 seconds for the quarter. Here's Booth on the right wing. Long two for Ethan. Left it a little bit short. Rebound back tap to Jonathan Watson. I don't know that's the shot Staunton was looking for there. 20 seconds, third quarter. Three-point lead for the Piasaw Birds. In the corner it goes to Rowell. Keegan Rowell picked up the dribble. Bounce pass off to Seifried. He's in a peck of trouble. Lost the handle, kicked it around, and he's eventually fouled. They'll get Kinder. That's his second. 9.5 seconds for the third quarter. Substitution for Southwestern. Charlie Dard checking in. Keegan Rowell will take a seat. Baseline out of bounds for the Piasaw Birds. It'll be Salzman to throw in. In the left corner it goes to Dard. He is tripped up by McCullough. That is Kyle's third. Team's fifth. 2 seconds came off the clock. 7.5 seconds remain for the third quarter. It will be Seifried to throw into Watson. 5 seconds at the volleyball spike line. Jonathan Watson with 3 seconds. Got to go with two. Foul line. Good if it goes off the heel, no. After three quarters, it is Southwestern 21, Staunton 18. A trip to the county championship on the line when we come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Southwestern has a three-point lead as we head to the money quarter. The Dogs did shave 1 point off that halftime deficit. They have it down to three, won the third quarter 8-7. Southwestern gets the basketball to start the fourth. a trip and the county championship on the line. That pass deflected out by Goss as McCullough jumps over the Southwestern bench. 7:50 left in the ball game. On the floor for Southwestern, Watson, Moore, Seifried, Day, and Salzman. Staunton has Kinder, Ray, McCullough, Booth, and Goss. Ball poked free in the backcourt, but Southwestern wins the race. They keep possession. Boy, this would be the definition of survive in advance if Staunton pulls this one out. A palming violation on Salzman, Southwestern's 15th turnover. Staunton led 7-6 after the first. They haven't led since that time. Here's Ray, brings it across the head of the key into the hands of Kinder on the right wing. Top of the key with Booth on the left wing with Devin Ray. Back to Booth on the left wing. Ray, actually Booth. Foul line rises up too strong and the rebound down to Addis Moore. Moore comes up the far sideline. Crosses the midcourt stripe. Leaves it back now for Watson. 7 minutes ball game. Jonathan Watson. Dribble handoff with Gavin Day. Bounce pass high post to Moore. Addis turns, faces, dumps it down to Watson on the block, rejected by Ethan Booth. Almost took out one of the Southwestern cheerleaders with that rejection. She was in the middle of a cheer, and then out of the corner of her eye, she saw the ball and made a quick duck to get out of the way. Salzman into Watson. He'll trigger the three. Air ball out of bounds. It'll be Staunton possession. That was wide left. A three-point lead for Southwestern. 6:48 for the ball game. Devin Ray has the ball in his hands. He will take his time into the front court. Leaves it for McCullough, right back to Devin. Off to Kinder, left wing now with McCullough. Here's Kinder to the right elbow, cut off. Leaves it for Goss in the right corner. Frank Goss pivots around, off to Kinder. Brent Kinder kicks back to McCullough. Back to Goss for the tie. Left dead short. And on the rebound, we've got a whistle and foul. It's on Southwestern. They're going to say they pushed Ethan Booth as he was going for that rebound. Third team foul, and it's Salzman's fourth personal. And this is where that cheapie in the third quarter really hurts. Committed that foul on the other end of the floor. Now he sits with four. Keegan Rowell checks back in. Gavin Day heads out for the Birds. A bulldog at each corner of the lane as McCullough gets it into Ray for three. And the tie! Devin got it. Seven for Ray, his second three of the half. And we are tied at 21. Ty Locke's imploring his kids to get up defensively. Here's Watson on the left wing. Dribble drive rejected by Booth. Back tap by McCullough. 2-on-1 fast break. Now Southwestern gets back. We got a foul away from the ball as Devin Ray got sent a flying, a push on Kyler Seifried away from the basketball. Fourth team foul. Seifried came up a little gimpy on that play as well. Staunton has not led since the end of the first quarter when it was 7-6. 5:56 to go in the ballgame. Now, lob play. Booth elevates, put back good. Yes. Very smart play for Ethan Booth. You don't need the alley-oop there. He went high to get the ball, came down, collected himself, and went up strong. Staunton has their first lead since the end of the first quarter, 23-21. Here's Moore. Do the Birds have an answer? Addis, step back, got Ethan in the air, leaves it off for Watson, top of the key. You can tell a little more pep in Staunton's step right now, and Jason Darr needs a timeout. 5:26 to play in the county semifinal. Staunton 23, Southwestern 21. You're listening to the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. 5:26 to play in this county semifinal. Staunton leading 23-21. First lead they've had since it was 7-6 after the first quarter. Here's Rowell. High post to Salzman, back to Watson. Into the hands of Rowell in the right corner. The freshman puts it on the floor, bounced it once. Skip pass to Seifried into the hands of Salzman. Brady Salzman goes up, blocked and fouled by Kinder. For Kinder, it'll be his third, team's sixth shooting foul. So Brady Salzman at the free throw line for two tosses. Brady back on the floor playing with those four fouls. Coach Starr couldn't wait anymore. Free throw is no good for Brady. At the table, Aaron Frost to check in for Salzman if he makes this toss. A two-point Staunton lead. Free throw is no good, rattled out. So now it's Southwestern having the shots rim out after Staunton had that be their fate most of the ball game. They lead by two with the ball now. Southwestern sagging back in the paint in their man-to-man defense. Ethan Booth, dribble handoff to Ray. Ray with the left-hand bounce, top of the key, leaves it off for Frank Goss into the hands of Kinder. Brent Kinder picked up the dribble. He's got nowhere to go. Skip pass to McCullough. Finds Booth on the slash. Back to McCullough in the corner to Goss. Right back to McCullough. Down on the block to Booth, and he's fouled. He was double-teamed down there. Risky pass from Kyle McCullough, but it worked out just fine. That's the fifth team foul. They will get the personal on Watson. That is his third. Well, Salzman is out, and Jacob Fisher returns, the 5'8 freshman. They lob it into Booth, rises up and draws the foul. Ethan Booth at the free throw line for two tosses with the Bulldogs up a deuce, 4:28 to play. Addis Moore commits the foul, his second. Booth's free throw is short, hit the side rim and went down. There's a hometown bounce for you. 7 for Ethan Booth. He's now 5 of 5 from the foul line. Makes it 24-21. This could be the biggest lead of the night, and it rattled out no good. Here come the Piasaw Birds with Moore racing into the front court. Down the left baseline he goes. Kicks it out. Watson for three. Missed it badly. Rebound to the floor. It's a rugby scrum pulled out by Staunton and Ray. Here comes Ray. He's got numbers if he wants to push. Across the floor to Goss, and they will slow it up. Back to Ray now. Halfway through the money quarter, a 24-21 Staunton lead. Bulldogs have the basketball. Here comes McCullough. Goss open for three. Yes. Frank Goss cans the three ball. Big shot there. 27-21 Dogs. 3:50 ball game. Here's Watson. Lead pass in the corner for Moore. Addis on the baseline to Rao. Keegan dribbles all the way underneath the hoop, brings it out into the left corner. Picks up the dribble there. Skip pass to Moore. Addis lines up the three. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Seifried. He's trapped on the baseline. Finds Watson. Goes up and draws the foul. Good strong take from Jonathan Watson. That stops the clock with 3:30 to play in the money quarter. 27-21, Staunton leading. The foul on Frank Goss, his fourth. Frank just hit that big three on the other end a moment ago. Watson's free throw is good. Hit a lot of the iron before going down. 10 for Jonathan Watson. Got to make your foul shots down the stretch. Free throw good. 11 for Watson. Salzman out. Frost back in. Check that. Fisher back in. Offense for defense. Trying to protect Salzman with those four personal fouls. Southwestern showing full court pressure. Booth gets it in on the baseline to Kinder. Brent Kinder in the backcourt being checked by Watson. Off to Ray. Still in the backcourt. Ahead to Kinder. He comes across the timeline. Pass to Booth. Right at the front of the rim. Count it. And the foul. 9 for Ethan Booth. Southwestern on the overplay trying to get the turnover. Booth got behind the defense and then a nice lead pass. The foul was committed by Fisher, his first, and a chance for Ethan Booth for the old-fashioned three-point play. 29-23, Staunton in the lead. Free throw for Booth is good. 10 for Ethan Booth, 6 in the quarter, and a 7-point lead for Staunton. They trailed by 4 at the half, trailed by 3 after 3. Now they're up by 7. Moore has that pass go through his hands right to Jonathan Watson. Watson picks up the dribble on the left wing. He needs some assistance now. Lobs down to Moore, no at home, turned it over. Picked off by Booth. Inside of 3 minutes for the ball game. Staunton in a good spot now. 7-point lead and possession. Frank Gosch drives baseline, got caught, and he traveled. His initial plan was to throw it to the middle of the lane. That wasn't there. When that was cut off, he'd already picked up his dribble, and he traveled. 2:40 for the ball game. Do the Birds have a strong close in them here? Down seven. They need a bucket on this trip. This is a critical possession for Southwestern. You don't need a three. You just need a bucket of some kind. Here's Moore. Cut off at the top of the key. Pivots around. Finds a slashing. Seyfried off the window. It's good. Good possession for the Birds. 2:20 for the ball game. 5 points. Staunton lead. In the front court with a pass to Kinder. Brent lost the handle. It's going to be last touch by Southwestern and Seyfried. Kinder bobbled it. Ball was loose. Seyfried and Kinder both chased after it. And Kyler the last to touch. Booth will throw in on the baseline. Into Ray. Booth posts in the left block. It's not there. Top of the key three. Goss rattles it down. Frank Goss. 10 points. His second triple of the quarter. His third of the half. 33-25. Those are shots that just weren't going down in the first half. Now a steal by Kinder. Here comes Brent. Coast to coast. Layup is no good. Rattled out. And going to get offensive basket interference on Ethan Booth. He touched it when it was still on the cylinder. Sometimes this game is as simple as making shots. Staunton did not make shots in the first half, scored just 10 points. They're making shots here in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. Jason Darr needs a timeout. A buck 50 for the semifinal. Staunton 33, Southwestern 25. This is the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Let's see, two commercials. You lost him? Okay, so don't play the recap at all. Just whenever his game ends, when the actual game's over, just have that be the end of the broadcast and move on to the next game. A series of technical difficulties. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll have the other championship semifinal here from the Macoupin County Tournament. But the venue is Carthenville High School. Because of the weather, they moved the 8 o'clock game here at Staunton to Carthenville at 6. So Gary Booker will have the call of Carthenville and North Mac. Most of that broadcast comes up next here on FM 106. We had a slight technical issue at the start of the ball game. We're going to get you three quarters of it, though. That's pretty good. 105 seconds for the ball game. That broadcast next, and then Hillsborough Civic Memorial from the McGraw Invitational. About 9:30 tonight here on WSMI. Watson for three. Gotta have it. Can't get it. Offensive rebound. Moore put back. Good. Five for Addis. 6-point lead for Staunton. Clock running. 90 seconds ball game. Full court pressure for Staunton. Kinder and Ray in the backcourt. Ray off to Kinder. Still not across the timeline. Now Brent gets it across midcourt with the bounce. Leaves it off for Goss. Back to Kinder. 73 seconds for the game. McCullough on the left wing. Jason Darr saying you got a foul, and now they give the foul on Kyle McCullough. The foul on Rowell. It will send McCullough to the free throw line with 69 seconds to play. What a surge by the Dogs here in the fourth quarter. They trail 21-18 entering the quarter. They now lead 33-27. McCullough at the stripe. First toss is good. 5 points for Kyle McCullough. He's now 3 of 5 at the line. That was the big one on the one and bonus to make the first toss. 34-27 Staunton. McCullough's second free throw headed home. That one's off the heel too strong. Rebound tipped around off of Salzman out of bounds. Good job by Frank Goss right there to force Salzman to tip that ball out of bounds. With Goss's presence there, Brady couldn't go up and grab it. Ray looking to throw in. Safety valves it out to Kyle McCullough. Into the hands of Goss. And Moore gives the foul with 64 seconds to play. Eighth team foul, so still one in bonus for Staunton. Frank Goss tonight, 10 points, two huge threes here in the fourth quarter. Also had a three right out of the locker room to start the second half. That was also a big shot. Free throw good for Goss. He has 11 points. Nine of them, check that, 10 of them here in the second half. Second free throw, no good, too strong. Rebound down to Moore. 35-27, Staunton leads. Final minute, championship semifinal here at the Macoupin County Tournament. Birds are going to need a mini miracle now. Addis to the foul line, leads for Seifried. Down to Salzman, knocked away by Ray. Who's it off of? Ray. It'll be Southwestern ball, 49 seconds to play. Looks like Staunton is going to get to the county championship on their home floor in 49 seconds. Jason Darr wants a timeout. 35-27, Staunton leading Southwestern. We'll take a break. Back to the Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. 49 seconds for this championship semifinal. Staunton leading Southwestern 35-27. Birds have the ball. Rao pulls up, can't get it. Long two, rebound down to Kinder. And the foul given by Addis Moore. 42.6 seconds to play. Southwestern gave it all they had tonight. In the end, Staunton turned it up in the fourth quarter, and it was too much for the Piasaw Birds to handle. They will have their regular season meeting at Southwestern on the last day of January. Kinder tonight, just 2 points. Free throw is good. Makes it 36-27. What a fourth quarter turnaround here for the Bulldogs. They say the cream eventually rises to the top, and it eventually got there. Just took three quarters to do so. Kinder gets the second free throw as well. He has four. A 10-point lead after they trailed by three entering the quarter. Now a turnover by Watson, and he fouls Ethan Booth. 18th Bird turnover. Staunton led 7-6 after one. Southwestern won the second quarter 8-3, led 14-10 at the half. Bulldogs shaved 1 point off that after three. The Birds led 21-18, but it's been all Staunton here in the fourth quarter. Ethan Booth, free throw, good. 11 for Booth. Makes it 38-27. They've outscored Southwestern, 20-6 in the quarter, 21-6 in the quarter, a dozen for Booth. Half a minute ball game. It'll be Gillespie, check that, Gillespie and Bunker Hill for fifth place as Moore banks in a three from straight on. He has eight, clock running 25 seconds. Bunker Hill, Gillespie for fifth place at noon, and Southwestern will be into the third place game at 3 o'clock. It'll be Staunton in the championship at 6:30. The girls' title will come first at 5. That is Carlinville and Southwestern. That'll be live at 5. Then the boys' championship will follow at 6:30 Saturday right here on FM 106. Jonathan Watson has fouled out of this ball game. He finishes with 11 points. At the free throw line, Brent Kinder, toss good. 5 for Kinder. Makes it 40-30. Second toss for the 6'2 senior is good. 6 points for Kinder. Just 20 seconds left in the ball game. Birds gave it all they had tonight, but in the end, Staunton just too much in the fourth quarter. There's a turnover, the 19th of the night, and that is going to do it. The Staunton Bulldogs will erase a 3-point deficit entering the fourth quarter, and they will dribble out the clock. 41-30 the final. And the Staunton Bulldogs will play for the county championship on their home floor Saturday night. And this place will be a rockin' for the Macoupin County Championship, the 102nd installment, Saturday night at 6 o'clock. 41-30 the final. Staunton takes it over Southwestern. We're back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Staunton wins the money quarter 23-9. They win the ball game 41-30. And they will play for the county championship Saturday night live at 6:30 here on FM 106. That will follow the girls' championship game, which has Southwestern and Carlinville. That will be live at 5 right here on FM 106. Well, it was a rugged first half. It was 7-6 Staunton after one. The Bulldogs did not score for about 5 minutes of the second quarter. Southwestern took a 14-10 lead into the halftime break. They led 21-18 after three, but then Staunton found their stroke in the fourth quarter. They knocked down three triples in the fourth, two from Frank Goss, one from Devin Ray, and they were 10 of 13 from the free throw line in that fourth quarter. Bulldogs did a good job of taking care of the basketball for the most part. I had it for 9 turnovers, had Southwestern unofficially for 19 turnovers here this evening. Scoring-wise for Staunton, Ethan Booth leads the way with a dozen. 11 points for Frank Goss, 7 for Devin Ray, 6 for Brent Kinder, 5 for Kyle McCullough. For Southwestern, 11 points for Jonathan Watson, 8 points for Addis Moore, 6 points for Kyler Seifried, 3 points for Keegan Rowell, and 2 points for Brady Salzman. With the loss, Southwestern drops to 14-4. With the win, Staunton above 500 at 10-9. So the third place game on Saturday at 3 o'clock has Southwestern. The championship game Saturday night at 6:30 will have the Staunton Bulldogs looking to win the county championship on their home floor. Staunton has not won the county since 2012. Hey, want to thank all the wonderful people here at Staunton High School for their hospitality. Troy Redfern, his entire staff, great job not only of running the tournament all week, but all the folks from the different schools, Carletonville, North Mac, and Staunton, who were involved in the decision, thinking of safety first, to move the Carletonville, North Mac game to Carletonville and push it up 2 hours to try and beat the nasty weather. So well done with that planning. We will have the broadcast of Carletonville and North Mac coming up next here on WSMI. And then later on tonight, the broadcast from the McGraw Invitational, a fifth-place semifinal game, Hillsboro and Civic Memorial. That broadcast later on this evening here on WSMI FM 106. Well, it wasn't pretty necessarily, but you don't get extra credit for style. Just get the W. That's the name of the game. And Staunton pulls it out. A strong fourth quarter, outscored the Piasaw Birds 23-9 in the money quarter to win it 41-30. Thanks to all of our wonderful basketball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear throughout the season, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106, and she'll be pushing the buttons for the next two ball games as well here on WSMI. So thanks to Megan for her great work throughout this basketball season. That is going to wrap it up here from Staunton. Your final one more time in the semifinals. Staunton beats Southwestern 41-30. Who will they play? Well, we got that broadcast coming up next. Carletonville and North Mac. We are done here from Staunton at the 102nd Macoupin County Tournament. My name is Tim Mize. We say good night from Staunton.